Hey guys, it's Forever Gloss. Welcome back to the podcast and happy Mother's Day. Yay! Because Mother's Day is here. I'm just getting ready because my mom's actually taking me to a hair appointment today and then we're just gonna chill. So yeah. I'm gonna try to do this with one hand. So the first thing we're gonna start out with is brows. I'm using my Maybelline Total Temptation. I know, like, a lot of people love to own a lot of makeup, but I feel like if I have, like, more than two brow pencils, everything just feels cluttered. Cluttered. Is it just me, or does that happen to everyone? Well, I guess not the main beauty gurus, because they keep it anyways, but, you know, they might feel the clutter, too. You guys, we don't know, so, like, we can't really judge all that much. Well, take that back, because a lot of people have been coming for beauty guru starts lately. So, just brushing my brows, watching some YouTube. So today I'm just going to be giving you guys mini updates on my life, and I hope you enjoy. I shaved my legs yesterday. I know that's irrelevant to what we're talking about, but I just started using the EOS Shave Balm or Cream or whatever in vanilla, first of all. Smells really good because everything from EOS that's vanilla scented smells super good. And also just like, it makes your legs unbelievably soft. Like, I don't know if it's just because I'm a noob or something, but you know. Sorry. So I'm going to be using my sunscreen from Neutrogena. This is the Ultra Sheer Dry Touch Sunscreen with SPF 55, and if you are a dark-skinned girl like myself, or just a person looking for a good sunscreen, this is good, and it doesn't leave a tint. So yeah, because even if you're going to cover it with makeup, no one wants a tint to their sunscreen unless you're going for a goblin cheek. There's nothing wrong with that, but like still. I did all my skincare and stuff, and if you guys want to see a skincare post, let me know. Because, yeah, I can do that. I put a lot on my nose. Holy crap. I always put too much sunscreen on. But, like, you can never have too much sunscreen, because then your face is just going to be nice and protected. And I like to put it on my ears and my neck, so that those are protected, too. You gotta protect the face, guys. Gotta protect the face. And you gotta blend it in really well or else it will set down and make it kind of cast. But yeah, so today is Mother's Day. I'm going to get my hair done and then my mom and I are just gonna chill for the rest of the day. She thinks we forgot her Mother's Day present, but we didn't. By the way, I'm using the ColourPop No Filter Concealer. Not that you guys care. But yeah, we bought her a $70 purse for her birthday. Not her birthday, for Mother's Day. I am such an idiot sometimes. But anyways, so we bought her that. I gotta message my stepmom too, because yeah, gotta see how she's holding up. Cause kids, you know. We are a handful. I just love the ColourPop No Filter Concealer. It is so full coverage and it is so good. Oh my gosh, my brows are really intense today, but mascara fixes everything, so it's okay. It's okay. I forgot to prime my face. No. Maybe I can just, you know what, we're just gonna take it off and we're gonna start all over again, because my face looks horrible when it's not primed. And I'm not even joking you. Like, I am not trying to play no games. I literally look horrible without primer. So I'm going to be using my e.l.f. Mineral Infused Primer today. It honestly feels like nothing on the skin. I tried the e.l.f. Hydrating Primer like a few years ago. I don't know if my opinion's changed, but I really don't like that one because of the way it feels. I know it's supposed to be, I think it's a silicone-based primer, but honestly, I don't like that one. It feels super weird, and it didn't really do anything for my skin either. I didn't really notice that it prolonged my makeup, but, you know, I was touching my face all the time and, like, pretending to be a beauty guru and touching my face, and I only wore, a little bit of makeup. I only wore makeup on my acne scars and then just clear mascara because that's all I was allowed to wear. So yeah, I used to do that like every day, which really impresses me. But now we're gonna go in with concealer. That's a joke my friends and I make. If you watch Laura Lee, I think it's so cute the way she says concealer. Or crap, I hate when you're aiming for the container of the concealer and it goes outwards instead and gets all on the packaging. That is like one of my makeup pet peeves, but it happens to the best of us. And if it doesn't happen to you, I have major respect. Major respect. But yeah, my hair journey is kind of weird right now. I'm just putting it in braids until like next school year, and then we're gonna test the waters with it, see how it does, because my hair has a lot of damage. It's still recovering. Get a little bit more concealer. It's still recovering from all the heat damage because I used to straighten my hair like every 2 weeks or so. So that's a lot of hair damage. And it's not even to like all of my hair. Well, like probably, but you can only really notice it at the ends of my hair because the rest of my hair, when I wash it, is curly, and then the rest of it is straight at the ends. And it's really weird. So yeah, it's really weird. So now I'm gonna be using the ColourPop Super Shock Cheek in Between the Sheets. You guys already know. Definitely, like, if I ever run out, definitely repurchasing it. And if you don't read my blog, which you should, we're an awesome little family. We're a growing family, definitely. But if you don't watch my blog, then you guys know that I typically hate blush. It just never works for me. And I feel like that's everybody's story at one point, and then they find the dream blush, and they're just like, oh, where has this been all my life? And that blush is the ColourPop blush for me. Now I'm going to go with highlight. I just felt like glamming it up today. I'm going to be using my ColourPop highlight in Pure Pressure. It feels like a cream. It like dries down to this beautiful powder that stays on my skin all day long. And that's really impressive for me because makeup tends to slip and slide on me all the dang day. But this is just so beautiful and long-lasting. And I feel like ColourPop just does it right every time. I only have 5 products from them, but every product that I have works amazing. And you guys know, I never do like Cupid's Bow highlight or nose highlight, but I do that with this highlight, and that's like really special because I hate the way that looks on me, but I feel like this just sinks into the skin. Like every ColourPop product sinks into the skin and gives your skin a better look, and their eyeshadows are really amazing and really pigmented. So I suggest that you buy some ColourPop products. But anyways, back to the hair. My hair journey has been really difficult, especially at school, because everybody's always asking, oh my gosh, is that your real hair? That's so weird, because it was a weave or, you know, fake hair, which everybody was so interested in, and I found that ridiculous. And I feel like people at my school, since it's a primarily, white school, and this is not being mean, it's just the truth. They're very uneducated in that corner of the world, like black hair and just some black people in general. And so there's this trend, and if you're in school, you know this trend all too well. It's the "I'm a snatch your weave." And like, it's funny sometimes, but when you overdo it, it's just like, feels like nobody has any respect for black hair. And to be honest, it's hair. Like, why do you care so much? And it's really annoying. So that has made my hair journey really hard. And I'm actually really glad that I'm just getting French braids today, because one, it won't take 11 hours. And second, it just won't be as hard. I don't know why I told people, yeah, this is fake hair in the first place. I guess I just thought they'd understand. But apparently they will never understand, and they will keep asking questions. Because one boy in gym class asked me, oh, is your hair fake? And once I told him it's a weave, like, it's mixed in with my real hair, he went to tell his friends, like, oh my gosh, her hair is fake, she's bald. I was like, I did not say that, first of all. And second, like, I always say this to my friends, like when they ask me what's my self-image and stuff like that, I always tell them people's negative opinions about me and my hair, or whatever you think about me or feel about me, is invalid to what I think about myself. Because I feel like in such a young, fragile age, we all need to work together and like not judge people on the stupidest things, weaves and hair specifically. But yeah, so right now I'm just having my hair in braids, and it's honestly, I love my hair. I love the way my braids look, especially because I don't have to do them. But it's honestly so annoying at school, because people just take my hair the wrong way and make stupid assumptions that just make it really hard to feel like myself at school. So yeah, but I also feel like dress code is ridiculous. My friends, my mom, just everybody has heard me talk about how stupid I feel the dress code is. It's just so stupid. Like, why? Like, why? Because the common phrase is boys will be boys. No, I will not stand it. Boys will be held accountable for their stupid actions, and girls will not be judged, and people should not have the right to say to them, well, you dress like this, you were basically asking for it. No, we will not have that. If anybody ever said that to me, they would not see the light of day. Oh my gosh, ooh, my makeup is looking a little bit cakey today. But you know, we all have those bad makeup days, so you know, just that kind of day. But yeah, having black hair in a primarily white area is really hard sometimes, and I don't think people address that often enough. Like, of course you, like, because everything, like, if you say someone's black, oh my gosh, that's so racist, why would you say that? Wait, what? That's not racist. It's just describing somebody. And I'm not big on labels. Like, I'm just not big on labels. But if someone's black, I'm gonna describe them as black. Like, if I got hurt, this guy who's black, I'm gonna tell them he's black. But, like, ugh, it amazes me how uneducated people can be. It just, honestly, amazes me. And I'm not trying to be bashing or mean in a sense, it's just that it's honestly so hard. But yeah, that's just a little catch up on my life. Leave your questions down below and I will answer them. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy hearing about my much needed discussion about my life. So I hope you guys enjoyed, and ugh, this hair is looking so dang ratchet. But you know, whatever. Have a nice Mother's Day, guys. I love you.